The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22. And Jesus answering spoke to them again in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a king that made a marriage feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who had been invited to the marriage feast, and they refused to come. Again he sent other servants, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. But they were careless, and went away, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the rest laid hold of his servants, and abused them, and killed them. And when that king heard of it, he was angry, and sent his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The marriage feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the crossways, and invite to the marriage feast as many as you find. And those servants went out into the roads, and brought together all, as many as were found, both bad and good. And the banquet room was filled with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man that had not put on a wedding robe. And he said to him, Friend, how came you in hither without a wedding robe? And he was silent. Then the king said to his servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and throw him into the darkness without. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few chosen. Then the Pharisees went and held a consultation, that they might entrap him in his words. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and that you teach the way of God in truth, and care not for anyone, for you do not look upon the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said to them, Why do you tempt me, hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, Whose image and superscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when they heard it, they were astonished, and left him, and went away. On that day there came to him the Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection. And they put a question to him, saying, Teacher, Moses commanded, if anyone die without children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up children for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died, and, having no child, left his wife to his brother, in like manner also to the second, and the third to the seventh. Last of all, the woman also died. Therefore, in the resurrection, of which of the seven will she be the wife? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said to them, You err, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. When the Pharisees heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they came together. And one of them, who was a lawyer, asked him a question, that he might tempt him, saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, What do you think of the Christ? "Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool'? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone from that day dare to ask him another question.